blue light.
Good afternoon. I'm going to call to order the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology for May 4th, 2017. And I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 90.
Certainly, Co-Chair Riley, members of the committee. As you all know, Senate Bill 90 relates to information technology security. Two public hearings on Senate Bill 90 have been held before this committee, the first with invited testimony on March 30th, and the second with public testimony on April 6th. Materials related to the measure are posted on OLIS, including the proposed and recommended amendments to the measure, preliminary staff measure summary, the fiscal impact statement. It's also worth noting the Legislative Revenue Office did not issue a new revenue impact statement because it remains unchanged from the revenue impact statement that was issued when the bill was in the Senate General Government and Accountability Committee. It has a minimal revenue impact. At the discretion of the chair, as I've read through the overview of the bill, in both of those public hearings, I'd like to directly move to the overview of the A11 amendment.
Okay.
Does that work?
That does work. So I will open a work session, also a work session on the A11 amendment.
Great. Co-Chair Riley, members of the committee, generally the A11 amendment prescribes January 1st, 2018 as the date by which the state's CIO shall develop a plan to transfer agency information technology security functions, records, and property to the office of the state CIO. The amendment prescribes January 1, 2018 as the operative date for Section 2 of the Act. The amendment removes language regarding the establishment of a Cybersecurity Center of Excellence and the Cybersecurity Fund. Instead, the amendment to the measure establishes the Oregon Cybersecurity Advisory Council within the office of the state CIO and specifies membership and the purposes of the council. The council is to be comprised by voting members representing cyber-related industries, post-secondary institutions of education, and public law enforcement agencies in Oregon, and will also include a diverse group of non-voting members. The A11 amendment does include a term of office language for voting council members. Essentially, it staggers the terms of the appointed members. The amendment directs the state CIO then to develop a plan for the establishment of an Oregon Cybersecurity Center of Excellence. It describes the required content within the plan and directs the state CIO to submit the plan to the Legislative Assembly by January 1 of 2018. The thought here is that the plan would then inform a request, which would come in the form of either a budget request or a legislative concept, to be heard and decided upon by the legislature during the 2018 session. The A11 amendment further modifies language regarding the state CIO's authority to enter into agreements related to state cybersecurity. It modifies language regarding the state CIO's authority to accept monies from the federal government and other sources related to cybersecurity. It further directs the state CIO to deposit any monies related to the provisions of the Act into the State Information Technology Operating Fund, which was established under ORS 291.041 through House Bill 3099 in 2015. The amendment further makes minor modifications to language related to the fund. And lastly, the amendment prescribes an effective date for the measure, which would occur 91 days following sine die of this 2017 legislative session. The Legislative Fiscal Office does recommend the committee's adoption of the A11 amendment, and I do have some motions prepared.
Do we have a motion? Actually, the chair will move that we adopt the A11 amendment to Senate Bill 90. Is there any discussion? Any objection?
A question.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the A7 amendment isn't isn't part of this, and the A8 amendment isn't part of this, right?
Co-Chair Riley, members of the committee, Senator DeBoer, the A7 amendment was an early amendment that was drafted right about the time of the second public hearing. Its content is included in the recommended A11 amendment. The A8 amendment came from one of our members, Representative Nierman. Its content is not included in the A11.
I just wanted to clarify for people looking at records and amendments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Objection? So it's amended. The chair moves that Senate Bill 90 be reported out to do pass as amended and referred to Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there discussion? Objection?
In terms of the overall, I like the cybersecurity idea. I like pushing the Center for Excellence. Rep. Nierman had a remove that section all the way down, and with the dash 11, we actually say we'll remove language establishing that Center for Excellence, but instead create the cybersecurity fund and those kinds of things. So I appreciate that focus on cybersecurity, and I appreciate the good intentions. However, as the whole thing moves towards establishing this, I think one of the things that we've seen time and time again in the displays while sitting here in information technology is cost overrun. So this is neutral. I think going to Ways and Means is appropriate, but I'm skeptical of how well we can perform and remain cost neutral with the scheme that we've created. So I will be an objection to pushing forward.
So noted, and noted that Representative Nathanson is excused, and with that, the bill will go to Ways and Means. So, is there anything else for the good of the order today? Yes.
Thank you, Chair. I see Dr. Pettit in the audience. I just am putting all my confidence in Dr. Pettit, because as I sit through all these bills with computers and computer systems and the millions of dollars we're spending, I certainly challenge him to start putting it in together and to take care of perhaps saving and returning to the general fund as much money as he can, and I certainly appreciate all the meetings he's had with me. So thank you.
I see him nodding. So anything else? All right. We're adjourned.
And I do like the Oklahoma drawl, so.
It's be assured it's